Okay, so it's a Monday evening here in Wivenhoe, here in not quite downtown Wivenhoe, but sort of middle-ish Wivenhoe. And I'm sitting in a splendour, always a splendour at Jardine. Fantastic, amazing local venue to come to and have a drink, see some friends. And this evening you may hear in the background a bit of a buzz going off. It's the launch of an exhibition by a local artist. So I've very kindly got some time with a local artist to explain a bit more about his work and what goes off. So first of all, kind sir, your name is?
Lee Thomas.
So it's Lee Thomas. And Lee, let's talk about first, so what are your local connections? Whereabouts are you based at?
I'm based in Colchester. I've got a little gallery in Church Walk, and I've been living in Colchester for about 15 years.
Okay, and maybe sort of your background. We'll talk a lot more about what's actually on display here. And I know this is audio. We have got some photos that we've got on the blog as well to prove the point here. But your kind of background, I don't know, going back as to as far as you want, how did you first get involved in any kind of art or design work?
I mean, like a lot of people, it's definitely from childhood. I mean, I just kind of always knew that it's silly to say, but it's almost like destiny that I knew that I'd always, you know, do something creative. And it was the thing that I was always good at from an early age. But I ended up in Colchester because I came here to study, to do graphic design, originally from the north, and just ended up staying here and...
Like many people, and was that at the Institute?
Yeah, that was kind of background going there.
Yeah. And if that's okay to ask, what was the specific course that you did at
the Institute? Actually called design, although we specialised in graphics. There was two sides to it, was graphics and 3D, and we specialised in graphics.
Right. And that's what I find really interesting, coming this evening into Jardine and seeing all this amazing work that's hanging on the walls, your own work. With not much of myself of an artistic background, but I can normally sort of detect this divide between design and art, kind of traditional brushstrokes, painting. But this is really a bit of a hybrid. Is that a fair comment to make?
Yeah, I've always been really drawn to mark making, so I think that kind of, although there is a very graphic element to what I do and the way it's produced and the process, I've always been really interested in mark making, so I like making a mess in a way, so kind of I try and get that into the work, I think.
Okay, I'll try and explain my best not too artistic style or hair about what's around us, but the photos are amazing and the images themselves I've got on the blog. But I think basically we're looking at lots of big screens, kind of big screen prints, and all black and white designs, and there's a bit of a nature theme going off, and also things are a bit more urban, but it's just really some sort of stunning black and white combinations. And so maybe you mention a few pieces of work individually. One which you walk in here to Jardine's in Wivenhoe that first people can see is there's some dragonflies. So what is the sort of artistic story behind that, please?
It's a bit of a tricky one because I produced another piece for someone else, which was a deer, and they absolutely loved this deer piece I did, and they mentioned that their friends love dragonflies, and so I've subsequently gone off and done a piece around dragonflies. But it's slightly different from the other pieces in that I've used a slightly different technique.
So what's the process that you would have used for the dragonfly piece of work?
All the pieces start off with a hand-drawn drawing of a dragonfly, and then I develop that into a further piece by building up layers in Photoshop. This is not going very well, this bit.
No, it's fine. So it's like working with a combination of, it's many kind of digital work.
Yeah.
But
One of my things is the ultimate aim is to make it not look digital.
Right, and that's what I thought when I walked in. I sort of commented to Anna, who I came in here with. I thought, my sort of first thought was, it must take you days, weeks, possibly months to do these. And I thought everything was like hand-drawn and illustrated, using very, very fine detail. Yeah. And then you did kind of mention, tip me off, that no, it's not all done by hand. So there is some actual digital element going off here behind the scenes, which I think is to be celebrated. You should be proud of that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's, I mean, you know, it's using the technology you know, as a benefit, and not, you know, not just making it look like it's a, you know, a piece of Photoshop work, which it's not. It's kind of much more than that.
But then having said that, how long would it take you, say if you were totally inspired in an artistic 9-to-5 routine, which is probably very hard, what's to produce one of these pieces of work? What is the average length of time it takes to create them?
I mean, they can come together quite quickly because a lot of the elements are built up over time, so a lot of the photographs are done over years sometimes. You know, some of the photographs can go back, you know, quite a few years, and even some of the drawings are, you know, have a lifespan to them as well. So, but the actual pieces can come together quite quickly. Like the dragonflies came together very quickly. I probably did that in half a day easily.
Wow.
So okay. A lot of it can be quite quick.
And is there much inspiration around here in sort of Colchester area, like Wivenhoe? Are there things around you that, you know, you think you can use that in your artwork?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, you touched on the kind of industrial side of things, so I'm always kind of, I can always find stuff that I can use, definitely. I just, you know, wander around and take lots of photographs. I mean, again, in the digital age that we're at, I can, you know, have thousands of photographs that I draw upon to use in my work.
Hmm. And a sort of more sort of general question, if it's not too personal, is it fine for a working, living artist in Colchester to actually earn a fairly average, decent living?
Well, I mean, I do graphic design as my main income, but whenever I've exhibited, I've always sold and stuff, so I do make good money from it when I can actually, you know, produce the work and exhibit it. I just, you know, like with anything else, I'd like to do more of it, but it's just, you know, it's finding the time.
Okay. So if people want to find out more, we probably would first of all say come down to Jardine on the High Street in Wivenhoe, just down by the Co-op, and I think all month you're exhibiting here.
Yep.
So you can come in, see Christian behind the bar, very charming, friendly chap, have a coffee, some food, and admire the paintings.
Yes.
But do you have any other online presence where people could maybe look
at? I do have a website, but it's a bit kind of old and stuff at the moment.
Ah, no worries.
So I kind of, there is stuff there, you know, there's plenty of stuff there to see, a lot of my photography and some of my older illustrations and stuff. So,
and what's the address there, please?
I knew you can ask me that. It's www.creative-co-op.com/link.
So it's all part of the Creative Co-op portfolio.
Yeah, I mean, although I'm not that much involved in the Creative Co-op anymore, it's still my domain name and stuff. So.
Very good people as well. I've always mentioned them.
Mark's a good friend of mine.
And obviously I've got some photos as well which I'll put onto my blog so people can see those. But I think it's really nice to be experienced firsthand. It's just it's good. Stunning size of these pictures.
Yeah, I don't think that quite comes across in the shots.
You'll find photos, but probably it's got me out here this evening on a Monday evening because I was very impressed with the imagery. Yeah. But then when you do walk in to Jardines and you see the size of these pictures, it's worth looking at. Okay, maybe end there. So it's Lee Thomas, he's exhibiting here at Jardines in Wivenhoe, and if you mentioned, go to the Creative Co-op website and look for Lee and find things there. It's been very, very kind. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.